Peek.
Talk to me. Well, somebody who spoke to us yesterday is coming to town tomorrow night. He has visited once before and did a sellout show at the Civic Theatre. I'm talking about Jonathan Thurston, arguably one of the world's greatest rugby league players. And because of popular demand, he is back. And in fact, this whole tour, which has been going for some time, finishes in Gympie on Monday. And tomorrow night, an evening with Jonathan Thurston, and obviously promoting his biography, which is simply called Jonathan Thurston, an autobiography. But at NEX, that's the old Workers Club. Now it goes under several names, West City, NEX, or the Newcastle Exhibition and Convention Centre. There are still some tickets available from NEX or at the website majoreventcompany.com.
Sounds like a really good show, and we did catch up with him yesterday, and he told us he was just about to head off to the dentist.
Yeah, just a check-up. I had to postpone it because I've been away the last couple of months, so... just getting there now.
Well, nice to hear you have good dental hygiene, Jonathan. Congratulations on that. Now, look, I know you've done a lot of media before. I've seen you all over the telly. You know, we know you do radio as well. But when you decided to do this show, did you actually have to get up in front of the mirror and sort of rehearse yourself?
No, definitely not. So I'm working alongside Frank Barrett, who's a local there in Newcastle, and we did a show last year sometime, and it was really well received, and Major Events Company and my manager thought about doing a national show, and it's been really well received.
Well, one of our workmates saw the show down in Sydney and told us the story that you told about the fact that Nathan Brown, the Knights coach, was the first in the NRL to make contact with you. Can you tell us about that?
As an 18-year-old, making the Queensland under-19s, I think I was the only non-contracted player in that team. So he sent me playing that game at Suncorp Stadium, or it was Lang Park, I think, back then. And the next couple of days he gave me a phone call, and wanted to get me to the Dragons. And I was pretty keen for that to happen, but... Mum wanted me to move closer to my manager, who was living out at Strathfield in Sydney. So he ended up getting me a spot there with a training trial with the Bulldogs, and that's the path that I took.
Yeah, well, Nathan told us that he'd actually spoken to your mum and his mum, and the deal was you were going to go and live with Nathan Brown's mum, but obviously didn't pan out that way.
Yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that, and doing the book over the last couple of years and reliving some of those memories, and the person that I wrote it with, James Phelps, done a lot of research on what had happened in the early days, and speaking to Brownie, and he told me that I was going to live with his mum, and it just wasn't meant to be, but I was very grateful for that offer.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brownie, and of course the other Knights players, I've seen it on some of their social media, they intend to be there on Friday night to, see you in action. Have any of the other football players, whilst you've been on tour, come up and sort of heckled you during the show just to try and, stir you up a bit?
not football players, but I had the Queensland coach, Kevy Walders, heckle me in Caloundra, the show for Caloundra. I put him right down the back row too, so he wouldn't, and that was probably a mistake.
What'd he say?
No, he's just yelling out because he always calls me Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy.
He was just heckling me from the back. On you, Johnny Boy.
Look, I believe there's a bit of a story too about the 2006 game against the Knights here in Newcastle, and a lot of pressure in the lead up to that game because of the clash between you and Andrew Johns in the halves. And that kind of had an emotional response for you after the game, Jonathan.
Yeah, that's right. So, I remember that week vividly because, I'd only played, I think, maybe 30-odd first-grade games and, you know, only three State of Origins. And all that week, the media were building it up to a clash, you know, JT versus Joey. And I couldn't understand why they would be doing that when Andrew Johns was, you know, an immortal in waiting and I was just a new kid on the block. So all that pressure that really got underneath me, underneath my skin, being compared to Joey and the media, you know, beating it up about me versus Joey. And yeah, we end up winning that game, but I remember being in the sheds there and yeah, just the emotional toll it took on me, just all the pressure of that whole week, yeah, it took its toll on me after the game and I ended up breaking down in the sheds.
Oh, speaking of the emotional toll, I mean, you've said a lot about your personal life in the book and also on the tour during the show. Did you have any hesitation at all in sharing some of those moments?
Yeah, so the book's probably been 3 years in the making when I first got approached about it, and I was pretty reluctant to do it to begin with because of my... you know, what I got up to as a teenager, and some of the, you know, big scandals, throughout my career as well. So I didn't really want to, revisit, those memories. But, when I thought about it, if I was going to write a book, I wanted to, have, you know, warts and all, so to speak, everything in there. And I wanted to be, as truthful, about the things that have, you know, occurred, when I was a teenager throughout, my life. So, reliving some of those memories, was tough. You know, they're memories that I'm not proud of, but that is part of my journey. That is who I am. And, you know, while I have changed from when I was a teenager, you know, that was the path that I was heading down. So hopefully the book, inspires some people if they're heading down that same path that, you know, they find what they love and, they can break the cycle and certainly, do something special with their lives.
You won't be pulling on the boots for the Cowboys next year, but I gather you're going to be pretty busy, Jonathan.
Yeah, I've got a lot on my plate already. I'm going to be working at the club, the Cowboys. I'm not exactly sure in what capacity yet, but I'm looking forward to, you know, getting back around the playing group and around the club again. And I'll be contracted to Channel 9 to do some commentary as well. So I'm looking forward to that, working alongside Freddie and Joey and Lockie and Wally and the like. So that should be fun. And I've got an academy as well, Jonathan Thurston Academy, which is an employment and education zone, and we find people jobs, and we launched at the start of February, and we've found nearly 250 people jobs thus far. So
wow, that's going fantastic.
Really good. Yeah, it's going really good, and I have an aviation business as well that flies out of Cairns, which has done some really good things.
Wow, when does he time?
He's a busy boy.
Find time to scratch himself. Well, many say he is the best, or was the best, Jonathan Thurston, and he will be appearing Friday night at Nex West City, the Newcastle Exhibition and Convention Centre, 8 o'clock start. There are still some tickets available, either from NEX or majoreventcompany.com.